you're gaining tremendous experience in this.
Yes.
Then doesn't Cousin John show up and says he wants you back in Tulsa?
He came over and he said, you've been running the biggest project in this country for a good while now. He wants you to come back. And I said, well, who will I report to? He said, you'll report to John, Brother John. I said, well, I just don't want to do that. Charlie said, why? I said, well, that's just a family thing. I don't want to be John's flunky. And Charlie said, that's a very arrogant thing for you to say. I said, well, try me again. And he said, well, I'm going to get your brother to come over here and let him tell you how it is being a younger family member. My brother Dave came over and talked me into going back. All kinds of different things were going on in Williams Brothers from then. We were moving out of the pipeline construction business and getting into the operation of pipelines and all of this. I found John was a terrific boss. As long as you told him the truth, he was behind you all the way. If you tried to play games with him, which I didn't, you would have problems with him. But John was brilliant, and he knew how to leave me alone so that I would learn on my own and get things done the right way. So eventually I became chief operating officer and then later president and chief operating officer and then chairman and chief executive officer.
You also were one of the last Williams family members who could operate the business.
Yes.
Because after you, then a non-Williams person came on, and we can That's talk true. About that. He also knew he wanted blood to run this company.
Yes.
So he probably was being really careful so that you wouldn't run away.
Probably, yeah. And John was smart. He was very smart. He knew how to deal with various different kinds of people. He had had some remarkable experiences when he was a young man like I had been in Iran. He was in Mexico. It was a big pipeline from the ocean into Mexico City. He was project manager at a very young age. So he had a lot of sympathy with my concerns because he had been through those same sorts of situations.
I've interviewed your cousin John. He's on this website, and he tells his whole story as well.